From the Gospel according to St. Luke, in chapter 11, beginning at the 37th verse. While he was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him, so he went and took his place at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not the one who make the outside make the inside also? So give for alms those things that are within, and see, everything will be clean for you." Each of our countries has retained something of its character, whether this be in the language used or even the accent with which we speak. Many regions have their own wine or beer, say, and connoisseurs can quickly tell by their taste, just as those with a musical ear will tell swiftly enough by your accent where you come from. But I think that globalization has nonetheless taken root, and what I mean is that the fashions in clothing and in furniture seem effortlessly to cross borders. I suspect, indeed I've seen this recently, that the kind of living room furniture the large shops and suppliers are pushing right now to prospective customers are of the same kind in the USA, in Ireland, and in Britain. But what surprises me is the amount of furniture being bought and sold, and the hunger there is among young people particularly, who have set up house in the last year or two for the most extravagant kitchen gear, as well as what they would like in the living and dining rooms. This has set me thinking, but you may wonder, that's fine. You may wonder all you like. But what has all this to do with the superb passage from St. Luke's Gospel just read? It has a lot to do with it. I will explain. Very often, for the most part indeed, the foundation of a new home signals also the early days of a marriage relationship and may indicate the arrival or expected arrival of children, tomorrow's generation. In the case of Christian spouses, they will most likely have received the Church's blessing on their marriage. Their future joy and mutual loving care are at the heart of this prayer. But, like so much of what we pray for, it will take human effort to do the best we can to create the situation we pray for in the quiet of our hearts. This can be much more complex and tricky, even than seemed on the day of engagement or marriage. The family of two initially and then the parents with their children is an idea and needs human beings and their mutual caring for one another for it to become reality, to become a living organism of flesh and blood. Deep down, many men and women in new marital relationships realize it's not going to be as easy as at first dreamed of. So we will do our best to make the situation look and feel right, even comfortable and peaceful. We will go to all lengths, but of course do the easy things first, and hope for the best with the parts that are more difficult to engineer. So, people buy enormously expensive settees, armchairs, kitchen equipment and dining room chairs, and a superb table. It's around this table we sit as a united couple and family, at least in theory. Trouble is, nowadays, the costs involved in the purchase of the house or apartment means both she and he are at work most of the day, and it's a rare sight, indeed a very exceptional experience, for them to sit together at that superb new table and have dinner. Life is a rush, and we grab a calf and cake in the morning, or perhaps a yogurt and fruit juice. But we know we should be together in a family at home. So we buy and place the expensive and often fashion-conscious furniture that signals that world we long for. We dream with our credit cards. If we have money, that is easier than doing what is most needed in a relationship to make it truly tick and be lively and loving. That is what I see in Jesus' words about washing the outside of the cup. The externals involved in building a home are what we buy and decorate, the chairs and beds we spend our salaries on. The inside of the cup is the reality that is the relationship. We can be so busy or nervous to work at that, and it can become less than energetic and exciting. A loving relationship could become lukewarm. Give for alms those things that are within, Jesus advises. Let us as couples in a marriage relationship spend the time and energy together to make our friendship truly loving and long-lasting. Longer lasting than that dining room table you have your eye on in the furniture store. The steady building up of a loving relationship in marriage is that furniture that no money can buy. It applies also in religious communities. Not the beauty of the choral singing alone makes the religious house a home of Christian love and discipleship that bears the name, merits the name. A lot more is needed. The grace of Christ our Saviour will be granted again and again in abundance to those who are ready and willing to receive it and to accept the challenges that grace brings with it. Think of it as the Lord not washing before a meal. It is the companionship of the meal and the quality of their meeting, their conversation over food, that matters. If that is right, among disciples and in married situations, then, in Jesus' words, everything will be clean for you.